こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、学会誌クリニカルケミストリーに掲載されたイギリスサリー大学の研究で、過去に一度もドラッグに触ったことがない人でも10人に1人は指先にドラッグが付着していることが分かりました。実験はドラッグに一度も触ったことがない50人と、過去24時間以内にコカインまたはヘロインを使用したという15人を対象に行いました。過去にドラッグに触ったことがない人の 13% が指先に微量のコカインが付着していたほか、1% にはヘロインの成分がついていました。過去の研究ではアメリカで流通するお金の 90% にコカインが付着していることが分かっています。
According to a study published in Clinical Chemistry by Surrey University in England, even among people who have never done drugs, 1 out of 10 people have detectable quantities of illicit drugs on their fingers. Their experiment involved tests on 50 people who had never done hard drugs and 15 people who had done drugs within the last 24 hours. 13% of the test subjects who claimed to have never done drugs had cocaine on their fingers, and 1% of them had heroin.Detectable on their hands. Past research has found that 90% of the dollar bills in circulation in the United States carry detectable traces of cocaine.
そう、まああのコカインとかを触った手でお金を触っちゃう場合もあるし、まあコカインを吸うときにお札使う人も結構いるらしいから、まあめっちゃついてる。
Is that true though? Is that like aThat's not just a movie thing? Like people routinely are rolling、
ね、
up
どうなんだろうね
Benjamins to snort
映画だとね確かによく見るけど、生ではさすがに見たことないけど私は、で手でこう媒介する場合もあるし、もちろん銀行内にお金を ATM とかに入れた時にバーってお札数えるじゃん、機械の中 でそこでももちろん1枚についてたら他のお札にも広がっちゃうとか、そうやってどんどん拡散されてるらしい。
It's like at the end of every month, some employee goes into that ATM machine and collects a little depository of cocaine from some.
そうで、まあすごい微量だから、その指についてるぐらいでこう逮捕されるみたいなことはもちろんないんだけれども、ただ過去に2015年に。イギリスのバス運転手さんが仕事でドラッグテストがあって、でコカインが陽性になってクビになっちゃったんだよね。でこの人はもう一回もドラッグもやったことないし、タバコも吸わないしって言って、で毛髪の検査とかしてもらったら、まあ確かに使ってない、で結果として、まあ、バスの運転手さんだから小銭とかお札とかをもう常にやり取りしてるわけじゃない、お客さんと、だからそこで多分指についたのが手を洗わずに例えばなんか食べたりして口に入って唾液検査で陽性になっちゃったんじゃないかっていう。
How what is their detection detection ability for stuff like this? I know it's getting quite sophisticated. You know these digital noses that can detect some minuscule parts per million from like 20 kilometers away or something, right?
Yeah. まあ普通のドラッグテストって。この手についてるかどうかとかではないじゃん、普通は唾液とか毛髪だから、まあ、手についてるからって別にどうっていうことではないと思うんだけど、正直
That's the kind of technology they use at like on a forensic level, right?
Ah, right, right. そうだね。ただこの実験でも実際に使ってる人で付着してる場合と使ったことないけど付着してる人でやっぱり差があるから、量に。
And they don't really know who's telling the truth, right? For sure.
まあね、right? ただまあ嘘つくメリットがないから、この被験者が嘘ついてるっていう可能性は多分低い。別に警察じゃないからさ。
I guess.
で、実際使ってるって言ってる人も参加してるからね。Yeah.
And it seems like, some of these opiates are quite similar, to cocaine because they're...People are crushing them up into those powders, right? And those are probably being transferred all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
No, they had installed these spray things at the airports, at some particular airport, where it would go like on passengers and like try to blast the dust particles off that person.
Hmm.
And then they had a machine sniff the particles that came off of them.
Hmm.
And they can kind of give you a breakdown of, you know, what they had this morning for breakfast and what sort of bombs they're assembling.
Hmm.
You know?
That's weird.
Because, you know, they do that little wipe thing on computer and stuff.
あれ爆破物とかだもんね。
Yeah, but in principle, I think you can do it for anything that's relatively airborne like that, right?
Hmm.
Or even in the water. Like, can't sharks smell blood from enormous distances at very, very low concentrations?
あ、そう、でも水で言うと、だから、あの、下水とかをチェックすると、ドラッグとかいっぱいもちろん含まれてるじゃん。
Hmm.
あの、もう例えばドラッグやった人がおしっこしたらそれもちろん成分がそのまま流れ出てるとか、だから調べると結構いろんなものが入ってるらしいよ。
I always wonder where all the rubber goes.
Tires. For...
From people's tires. You know.
We're inhaling it, right?
Yeah, but it, you know, there's so many things that are, they're just so small that we kind of completely disregard it. It's kind of like the microplastic thing.
Yeah.
It just turns out, oh, there's just these really microscopic little plastic things that are just floating around and we're finding out more and more.
Yeah.
Also the virus thing.
Yeah, like 環境問題の話とかしてると、そのすり減ったタイヤがマイクロプラスチックみたいにこう細かくなって、空気中とか水とかに入っちゃってますって話を聞くけど、普通の会話の中ではこうタイヤがすり減ってる、もういかにも消えてなくなったみたいな感じの文脈になっちゃってるもんね。
Yeah, same with...
別になくなってるわけじゃないんだけど。
Yeah, and a lot of the stuff we use is, works that way.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like they know now if you wash clothes that are...
Yeah, yeah. 河川のもの洗うとね。
Have polyester in them, then little fibers snap off and go choke some baby sea turtle or something.
Yeah. 次。タフツ大学のエンジニアチームが歯の表面に直接取り付けられるセンサーを開発しました。縦2ミリ、横2ミリのこの小さなセンサーは口に入ってきた糖分、塩分、アルコールをモニターし、ワイヤレスで別の機器に情報を送信します。これまでも食べたものをモニターするデバイスはありましたが、マウスガードのように大きかったり、ワイヤーがついていたり、頻繁に交換が必要だったりと使い勝手がよくありませんでした。今後感知できる栄養素、化学物質、体の状態などを増やし、より多くのことを記録できるようになると期待されています。
An engineering team at Tufts University have developed a small sensor that can be mounted directly on a tooth. The sensor is 2 millimeters by 2 millimeters across and can wirelessly transmit data about what the wearer eats, such as sugar, salt, and alcohol content.While devices to monitor eating habits have existed before, they were bulky mouth guards, had wires attached, or had to be replaced frequently. In the future, such a device could provide detailed nutritional and chemical information, as well as actively monitor your body's health.
そう。
Hmm.
まあ何年か前から結構ウェアラブルでこういうふうに健康状態をモニターするやつ話題になってるけど。
Huh.What did they look like before?
知らん。でもこれは本当にすごいちっちゃくてステッカーみたいな感じで前歯に、
hmm.
まあ前歯じゃなくてもいいのかもしれないけど写真では前歯についてた。
Like、the sticker you put on your fingernail to detect UV exposure.
うん、まあそうそうそうそう。
That idea?
うん、本当そんな感じ。
It's like the tooth version.
そう。で、まあだから自分で別にどれぐらい糖分摂取してるとかなかなか分かんないからこういうふうに勝手にモニターしてくれてると助かるよねっていう話。
And this is really a result of the miniaturization nanotechnology. Really. I mean, is it nano? I mean, there's probably some nano stuff going on, but
yeah.
The things are getting so small now and the power consumption is becoming so small.And things like Bluetooth, for things like Bluetooth especially, that has had a huge impact.
Yeah.
Because once you can have the Internet of Thing or things, or at least a connected device at that scale, transmitting information.
Yeah. Like,
what can't you do? Remember, people were what do they call themselves? The first augs, the first augmented human beings, where some guy had implanted, what was it?
It was a Spanish guy.
Remember the guys that were implanting things in their forearm?
No, I think the first guy was a Spanish guy who put something into his brain so he can see colors. He's colorblind, and he can see colors. I think he was really good.
What year is that?
A long time ago. 本当の超アーリーアダプターみたいな感じ。
You don't mean the neuroscientist in Brazil who tried to create a Neuralink?
No.
Different.
This is like 本当に何年も前. It was pretty simple. It's just in his brain, and
Did it work?
He can feel colors. Yeah. Yeah, there are a lot of interviews and stuff.
Do you know anything more about this guy? Because that sounds pretty crazy. But this idea of augmenting yourself. Do you remember the Nike, what was it, Nike Fit or whatever? They had that little sensor that you'd plug into your shoe,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm.
And that was like the smallest they could get, that sort of thing at the time.
Yeah.
Right? But they're a tenth, probably smaller of that size now.
そうね。でも意外となんか聞かないよね。2016年、17年ぐらい一番なんか、まあ、2017年前半ぐらいまで結構さ、wearables、なんか Google Glass みたいな、
uh-huh.
言ってたけど、ちょっとなんか落ち着いちゃったっていうか、意外とみんなつけてないよね。iWatch とか、その、こういう何、ブレスレットみたいなやつでカロリーをモニターするとか、
うん、
あとこう高齢の人向けに足とかにセンサーをつけるとかさ、意外となんかなかなか広がらないよね。
A lot of people are wearing those trackers, you know, exercise fitness trackers and stuff. And I think a lot of there's a lot more sophisticated apps in phones on their own now. But yeah, the Fitbit things. The new ones look just like a watch. You wouldn't notice that someone's wearing a fitness tracker. Also, they're putting those tracking things, like the heart rate monitors, into wristbands. So people are keeping the watch that they have and just replacing the wristband with those sensors.
ああ、なるほどね。
Yeah.
この食べ物の栄養素をトラックしてくれるやつは結構欲しい、でも。鉄分が足りてないですよとか。何が足りてないとかっていうのを自分で考えなくても勝手に教えてくれればさ、じゃあそろそろほうれん草を食べようかなとか。
I don't know if it'd be able to monitor your current levels of things, would it? Just by sitting on your tooth? How is it doing that?
それは分かんなくても、だからこう、例えば1週間とか1ヶ月モニターした結果、こういうふうに偏ってるとか分かるわけじゃん。なんかそれは教えてくれると助かるよね。確かに。
You know, one of the famous Ray Kurzweilisms is this by 2025 we'll have something the size of a blood cell that'll let you breathe for like 8 hours or something, right? But, and I don't know if it was 2025 or maybe it was a longer time frame. But the idea of having a device that's like a blood cell.
Oh, like breathe underwater, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay. I was like, 何の話?
yeah, underwater.
yeah. I was like, I can breathe for 8 hours now. Like,
yeah. But going up the stairs would be way easier with this blood cell. I don't know if that's true. But the idea is that you can, there isn't a clear limit to how much technology and functionality you can fit in 1 square millimeter. You know, in 1 square millimeters of space, how much can you really fit in there? Well, that's getting, it's seeming more and more like we can just put everything within 3 millimeters of space. You saw the little disc that they put on the Tesla Roadster that went to space. There was a quartz disc. It's the size of, like, I don't know, Jiu and Dhamma or something. But I think it has like almost 500 terabytes of storage or something just in this little disc. It's completely clear. You can't even see that there's any data or anything. It just looks like a little piece of crystal. But they put all of they put Asimov's works on there and probably some other stuff and just launched it into space. But if someone finds that little crystal, potentially inside something the size of Jiu and Dhamma, it could contain, you know, the history of the human species and all of our collective information, and every single Wikipedia page and all of that stuff can be put onto a clear object, you know, the size of a coin. It's kind of getting ridiculous.
Yeah. なんかさ、今東大がこう地下にすごい大きい図書館を作ってて、何万冊だかなんか知らないけど、すごい数の本が置けますみたいな。で、なんかそれ見た時に最初なんか、あ、すごいと思ったんだけど、そんなにいるみたいな。図書館って静かだし勉強しやすいじゃん。だからその空間としてすごいいいし、本がいっぱい置いてあることによって視覚的になんとなくこう、あ、今は勉強の時間みたいなさ、雰囲気が醸し出されてるだけで。
It's just a cafe with books in it now.
そうそうそう。だから純粋に学生がじゃあそっから、なんていうの、その何パーセントぐらいの本を実際使うのかなって考えるとさ、いらないよねって思っちゃった。だからもう本はもう、
The Dewey Decimal System.
うん、本はもうだから飾りだよね。
I guess. That's kind of a depressing...thing to say.
だって特にさ、研究なんてもうネットで見た方が最新のが載ってるわけだしさ、図書館行って調べ物するとかっていうのはなかなかないんじゃないかなと思って。
I was gonna suggest that we build that underground library that they're thinking about, except that we put it on the roof of the building and that it's in virtual reality.
でもその勉強スペなんかおしゃれなスペースは必要なんだよ。だからこう
本は全部デジタルに。You will perceive space around you when you wear the headset.
デジタルにしてどこでも読めるとかの方が便利だよね。
I almost feel like the default meeting place on the internet in virtual reality should be like a library, because it kind of promotes, you know, don't get too crazy in here. You know, just chill. This is the area where people, you know, on the internet, there's no like you're in this setting and therefore this kind of behavior is considerate.
そうだね。
You know what I mean? But in real life, you go to a park, you know, someone might be practicing their nunchucks. That's fine. But if you're in a cafe and someone's practicing nunchucks, that's ridiculous, right?
そうだね。そういう何が期待されてるかっていうのが全くない。抜け落ちてるからね、ネットだと。
Yeah, and I feel like maybe they could bring some of that back in virtual reality by creating a library. Just make a library in virtual reality. Don't say anything. And just let's observe how people behave in the virtual library versus the virtual, I don't know, gym, I don't know, whatever, virtual park or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are people speaking more quietly?You might instinctively, right? Even if it's VR.
どうだろうね。
It's kind of weird, right?
次、プリンストン大学の研究チームが YouTube 動画50万本、Pinterest の写真210万枚を分析した結果、アフィリエイト投稿の 90% においてお金をもらった上での投稿であることがユーザーに隠されていることが分かりました。アフィリエイト投稿は広告の一種で、一般消費者がリンクなどをクリックするごとに投稿者にお金が入る仕組みになっています。純粋な口コミなのか広告なのかを消費者に明確にし、いわゆるステマを防ぐため、アメリカでは連邦取引委員会により、 投稿者はその事実を明示することが義務付けられていますが、多くのケースで無視されていることが分かりました。また今回の分析でアフィリエイトのリンクがついている場合、ユーザーにクリックされる確率が上がっており、結果として人気投稿としてアルゴリズムに拾われ、より多くの人に拡散されてしまっていることも分かりました。
A research team at Princeton University analyzed 500,000 YouTube videos and 2,100,000 Pinterest imagesand concluded that some 90% of affiliate program content fails to disclose sponsorship. Affiliate program content is one form of sponsored advertising where, if a user clicks on a link, the content uploader will receive compensation. In order for users to be able to distinguish between genuine reviews of a product or service and paid reviews of a product or service, or stealth marketing,The U.S. Federal Trade Commission has set a requirement that affiliate marketers make this explicit. However, this has been largely ignored. Furthermore, the study found that for videos which include affiliate marketing, to the extent that these affiliate links are effective, the content is promoted by algorithms which further propagate the content to maximize monetization.
Yeah. So, YouTube もピンタレストももともとのコンテンツの量が膨大だから、例えば YouTube も子供が上げてるようなやつからファミリー動画レベルのものまであるので、全体数で見たときにアフィリエイトのパーセンテージは YouTube で 0.67%、 ピンタレストで 0.85% だから、割合で言うとすごく多いわけではないんだけれども、ただ人気投稿として上に上がっちゃってるもので拡散されがちなものの中にアフィリエイトが上がってくる確率が高いとなってくると、全体の割合は少なくても目につく数は結構多くなっている可能性はあるよね。だからアメリカだとこれは本当にダメなんだけど、日本はまあステマに関する明確な法律っていうのはないから、まあ、景品表示法に引っかかる可能性があるっていうくらい、まあ、あとはその信用がなくなる、その投稿者自身のぐらいなんだけど、まあ、だからそうね、結構多いよねやっぱり。あ、これ絶対宣伝じゃんっていう感じだけど、いかにも自分がおすすめしているかのように、
I don't think theyNo one really has accurate numbers on how much stealth marketing is going on because it's stealth, right?
Mm-hmm.
I really think it's impossible to determine in most cases. So there's probably a lot more stealth marketing than there appears to be. But yeah, I think it should be made explicit. I mean, as a rule, you think that... What do you think of that rule?
だって消費者にとって不利益だからね。そんな単純に。
The premise is
普通に明示しないとダメってことにしてほしいし、明示する方法としても、まあ、ここで言ってたのは、リンクがこう、Amazon のリンクですとか、こう、どこどこのリンクですっていうだけにとどめて、もう明示したことにしてる人たちもいて、それじゃやっぱり足りないじゃん。だから、こう、これはお金もらって書いてるものですっていうのをもうちょっとはっきり誰にでもわかるように、書かないと本当はダメだし、例えばこう記事でも最近あるのは、こうこの記事はまあお金もらっ、なんかリンクとかクリックするとうちのメディアにお金が入る可能性がありますとかってディスクレーマーがついてる記事がたまにあって、それも一番上に書いてくれればもう読まなきゃいいんだけど、全部読んだって一番下に書いてあるとか、そういうのはちょっと悪意を感じるよね。やっぱりなんかなるべくなら言いたくないっていう。
And there are a lot of these, these like affiliate articles almost. I don't know, what do you call them? You know, if you go to CNN, for example, and you scroll down, there's a bunch of like, you know, you won't believe, you know, the 12 most things, just shocking, just clickbait for days. And these aren't CNN, this isn't CNN's content.Although, you know, they are clearly propagating it. But, I mean, most news sites have this, either at the bottom or along the side. And it's kind of a similar thing. If you click on that and you go to this other article or whatever, then CNN will receive revenue for that, mm. right? And so there's a tiny text, it's, you know, this is sponsored ad or something like that, right? Mm. And you have to think about what this sort of stuff incentivizes. You know, obviously, if you want money and there's some shoes and you go on YouTube and you make a really positive review about these shoes and you have some platform, I mean, oftentimes the shoe makers are looking for influencers and they recruit people from Instagram and they will, if you have more than, you know, 10,000 followers or something, they may hit you up. It's like, hey, do you want to act like you enjoy our product, which you've never heard of until just now.
そうだから、まあ、最近はソーシャルメディア上でやっぱりそれがはっきり分かるようなツールっていうのが、まあ、いくつかあって、例えばツイッターだとトレンドがさ、あのペイドの場合はプロモーテッドとか横に出るから、うん、まあ避けようと思えば簡単に避けられるとか、インスタグラムも一応なんかアッツかな、プロモーテッドかなんかあのタグみたいなのがあって。それもあの、まあ、すぐに一応分かるようになってる。だからちゃんと投稿者がそういうツールを使ってくれればすぐに分かるようになるから、そのプラットフォーム側もそういうサービスをちゃんと提供しないといけないですよねとか、
うん、
あとはその Chrome とかあのブラウザーのエクステンションでそれが例えば分かるようになるようなツールがあるといいよねみたいなことも言われてた。
うん、it's not just the content itself that's being affected by this, but it's also the visibility of content, right? So we've incentivized essentially dishonesty about something,
mm.
and that dishonesty is then picked up by some algorithm. The more effective that dishonesty is, the more it's propagated by these algorithms that increase its visibility. And so the visible scape of these platforms tends to be polluted, you know, with a lot of...
で、昔は本当に大きい企業とか、本当の有名人とかが、まあ、CM に出て広告やってとか。
Mm.
で、その後、まあ、インフルエンサーマーケティングみたいな、こう、まあ、微妙に有名っていうか、微妙にちょっと影響力があるアルファブロガーとか。に物を送ったりお金を送ったりしてなんか宣伝してもらうとか、でも最近はもうなんか誰でもできちゃうからお小遣い稼ぎみたいなレベルで、なんかこの間見たのはあの本当に普通の子なんだけど Facebook 上で全部ほとんど宣伝なの、
うん、
でも Facebook なんてさ友達じゃんほとんど見るの。
Yeah, these people exploit their
relationships. 友達に物を売りつけてるわけで、あの、でこうなんだろう、今日はここのホテルに行ってきました、イエーイみたいな、でリンクとかめっちゃ貼ってあってハッシュタグとかで、もで次の日はなんかこの会社のイベントに行ってきましたとか、全部がこうで、もうこのシャンパン最高みたいな、とにかく全部が宣伝で、100歩譲ってインスタとかならまだわかるけど、知らない人も見てるから、なんかフェイスブックでもやるってどんだけ小銭稼ぎたいのみたいな、なんか。
Well, the usefulness of Facebook generally is in question at this stage.
まあね。But、でもなんかこうすごいなと思って。
I've noticed that a lot. And this is a generalization, but with new mothers, it's very, very common. You know, I probably have.Almost a dozen new mothers that are, they've converted their Facebook, which used to be about, you know, their friends and what they're doing, into, you know, I'm selling this really cool makeup product that hides these wrinkles like you wouldn't believe. Like,
mm.
And I don't know why that trend exists, but it's definitely...
まあ簡単だからね、すごくお金まあ、小銭を稼ぐ方法としては
Well, from home too, right?
そうそう、
You know, you can kind of work from home.
そう、
And ただ loose quotes.
そのお金のためにやってるっていうのが一見パッと見わからないからこそ、なんか逆にすごい嫌な感じはしちゃうけどね。
Well, I just immediately shut that off. It's just like, you know, it's like Amway light or something.
そうそう、本当そう。
Like, get out of here.
本当そう、ネズミ子とかね、宗教の勧誘とかもさ、まあそういうふうにみんな知り合いから始めるけどさ、それと同じ感じがしちゃう。次。
Scientists have discovered a vast network of fluid-filled channels within the human body called interstitium. The previously undiscovered organ is spread out beneath the skin and around the organs, and around organs like the gut, lungs, and muscles, and drains into the lymph system. The researchers believe that this system is one of the largest organs in the body, holding around 20% of the body's total fluid, and that it may function as a shock absorber for certain organs. Interstitium was discovered during a routine endoscopy while checking a patient's bile duct for cancer. The findings are published in scientific reports by researchers at New York University School of Medicine.
ニューヨーク大学医学部のチームが学会誌 Scientific Reports にて、人間の体の中にインターシチウムと呼ばれる新たな組織を発見したと発表しました。これは液体で満たされた小胞のネットワークで、人間の皮膚の下や消化器官や肺、筋肉の周りに広がっているほか、リンパともつながっています。これまで単なる壁だと考えられてきましたが、今回これが実際は体内の水分全体の 20% を保有する最も大きな内臓であり、衝撃から体を守るための衝撃吸収剤として働いている可能性があるとチームは述べています。ある患者のがん検査のため内視鏡検査で胆管をチェックしていた際に今回の発見があったとのことです、
yep.
これがだから本当に内臓なのか内臓じゃないのかっていうのがこれからなんか議論されるというかちゃんとチェックしないといけないですねっていう話なんだよね、
Well, I mean, yeah, they can decide that either way, but it doesn't really change what it isYou know, I would vote organ, but, but I'm not a biologist. I don't know.
そうなんかこう筋肉とか骨とかみたいなその間を埋めるもの単に、なのかこれ自体がもう一個の内臓ってカウントするのかみたいな。
Well, I mean, it could be considered.Perhaps part of the lymph system or part of your skin in some way. There are a lot of different ways to categorize it. But
これまでそのこれについてこれを組織として取ってきちゃうとこの小胞この液体が全部流れ出ちゃって普通のメンブレインに見えるみたいな。だからあんまり注目されてなかったというかあんまりこう個別のものとして捉えられてなかったって書いてあったね、
Well, interstitial, as a word kind of refers to in the gaps or in small spaces、so this organ, if it is an organ, the interstitium is primarily space、which is filled with fluid. So when fluid is drained from it, there's very, very littleActually, there, although the structure is, you know, strong enough to contain that fluid, it collapses into something that just looks like another layer of tissue, right? But I mean, if it actually is containing 20% of the body's total fluid, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's a fifth of your water. So,
これなんか断面図みたいなの見るとすごいわかりやすいけど、がんがこう広がるメカニズムとかにも関連してるかもしれない、って書いてあったね。
Well, it, the metastasis of cancer often, follows lymphatic pathways, right? And this drains into the lymph system, so it makes sense. I mean, I don't know if they've confirmed that, but it's certainly something to look into for cancer spreading.It's fascinating that they just didn't find this for so long that we are still discovering organs in the human body here in 2018. Kind of seems, I mean, you want to say like, okay, finally we found the last one, but probably not, right? Probably a few years from now, we'll find another organ which, you know, contains, you know, half the water and something ridiculous like that. Because the body is capable of hiding such sophisticated small structures just all over the body, all over itself, that we just, it's like the coating around your muscles, like the myofascial layer, like little details, you know, where we think something's part of something else, but it's something completely different. And some people have brought up the discovery that there's a pathway, there's some, I don't know what it is, pathway across the blood-brain barrier that was discovered last year. And brain surgeons had been severing that pathway to the brain for decades without ever noticing or seeing it or anything. But since they discovered it last year, now they're like, oh, well, we should reconnect that, or we should consider not just, you know, lopping that off. Because they know now that the buildup of like tau proteins and things in your brain can contribute to degenerative diseases like Alzheimer's. So some of these things connecting your brain to outside the brain are actually quite important, you know. According to new data from EASAC, or the European Academy's Science Advisory Council, flood and other hydrological events on Earth are four times as frequent since 1980 and twice as frequent as in 2004. Climatological events such as droughts, forest fires, and extreme temperatures, as well as meteorological events such as hurricanes and storms, have become twice as frequent since 1980. Furthermore, the cost associated with these phenomena has increased as well, with the U.S. spending $10 billion on thunderstorms in 1980 and nearly $20 billion in 2015.
欧州科学アカデミー諮問委員会が公表した新しいデータで、洪水などの水災害が1980年から4倍に増加しており、2004年と比較すると2倍に増加していることが分かりました。また干ばつ、山火事、異常な気温、ハリケーン、嵐などの気象災害も1980年から2倍になっていました。結果として災害対策や復興にかかる税金も増加しており、例えばアメリカでは1980年の100億ドルが2015年には200億ドル近くに膨れ上がっていました。これはサンドストームだけでってこと？だけで200億ドルってこと？
I believe so, yeah. Well, thunderstorms in the States are completely... There are no thunderstorms in Tokyo or in Japan. Pretty much none. When I was living in Austin as a kid, the thunderstorms were... It would strike a transformer and it would explode. The power would go out. No one, I mean, it's still how it works in most of the United States, you know, thunderstorm, the power goes out. and the lightning is so, so vicious. You know, it's like that scene in Bambi, just over and over, like Arizona too. Arizona has unbelievable thunderstorms where it's just like, I hope this ends, you know. But, yeah.
2004年から2倍って結構すごいよね。
Obviously this is a controversial topic, although it shouldn't be. But there's a lot of speculation about, you know, what are the causes of these increased storm activity, larger hurricanes, monsoons and droughts. It kind of seems contradictory to some people. It's like, well, how can you have, you know, monsoons and droughts and, you know, but temperature disparity is really what is where a lot of storm activity comes from. And if you have more heat energy on the ground, a lot of it is actually caused, I think I've seen evidence for this, but urbanization contributes a lot. It's much hotter in cities. I forget what they call it. Do you remember what that's called? Like urban... But you know, if you go, if it's really hot in the city and you go into like, even if you just walk into Yogi Koen, it's way cooler, you know, just because of the, and the asphalt is a huge problem for water irrigation too.
すごいもんね、あのフロリダの方とか洪水でさ、もう水をパンプしてもパンプしても全然、なんていうの、もう it's flooded。だからこうフロリダだけじゃないけど、まあ、何個か州でこう道自体をもう底上げするしかないみたいな。でそれを今底上げしてもまた何年後かにはもっと上げなきゃいけないかもしれないから、もう一時的な対策にしかならないけど、とりあえずもう今やんないと車も通れないしとか。
Well, look where we are right now. You don't think this... this area is in the same or if not worse situation, you know. I think Tokyo will have serious problems with this in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and visited the huge water discharge facility, and it's they have several huge, you know, 70 meter tall tanks underground that where and they say this every year, their ability to compensate for the rainfall in Tokyo is getting closer and closer to the limit. And that what they built out there was not cheap. You know, they have those like 12,000 horsepower pumps underground, and I mean it's one of, you can go check it out for free, you know. I just signed up and went there for free, but they explained in quite a bit of detail how the impervious surface area of Tokyo has increased so dramatically and continues to increase that the land absorbs almost none of the water. And so it all has to be pumped out into different rivers by real physical pumps. If there is a major monsoon, hurricane, flood, you know, combination at the wrong time, and they had a pump fail or something, it could be a catastrophe. Like the Tokyo not being flooded depends on a sophisticated technological device that is buried underground, basically, and that's kind of a weird thing to be aware of.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
A study by researchers at the University of Maryland, which involved monitoring the brain activity of children, suggests that social anxiety is connected to a preoccupation with avoiding mistakes. The researchers recruited 107 12-year-olds who had displayed behavioral inhibition in the past, and monitored their brains with an electroencephalogram as they completed a flanker test, which is a psychological task evaluating the subject's ability to block out irrelevant stimuli. The children's post-error response times, as well as brain patterns showing error-related negativity, suggests a hypersensitivity to errors when under social observation. The paper is published in the Journal of the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry.
メリーランド大学の研究で社交不安障害と間違いを避けようという強い思いとの関連性が確認されました。過去に行動抑制が見られた107人の12歳児の脳波をモニターし、フランカー課題をやらせました。間違えた時の反応にかかる時間や脳波の状態から、 他人に見られている時に間違いを犯すことに対し過剰に敏感になっていることが分かりました。これよく言うよね。なんかこう自分で自分のことをコミュ障なんだよねとかっていう人ってさ、こうの説明を聞いてると、うん、結局その人と話す時に、あ、なんか変なこと言っちゃったらどうしようとか、変なこと言ってるって思われてたらどうしようとか、そういうのがすごく気になっちゃって心配になっちゃって、じゃあもう何も言わない方がいいかみたいな。
Mm. Yeah. And it's also, I feel like we talked about a similar subject before, but this, you know, hyper awareness and kind of worrying unjust worrying can cause more problems than, you know, like you have absolutely the appropriate intention, right? You don't want to fuck up. And so you're trying to be very diligent about that, but then that interferes with your focus. So your mind is unable to manage those two things, you know, in parallel. Instead, they kind of short out, and you don't make it to expressing whatever idea you were trying to actually express. You know, and this can happen to you, you know, moment to moment. You know, you can become extremely aware of what you're saying as you're saying it. And you begin to wonder if you even know what you're going to say for the rest of that sentence. And you don't, you're not quite sure until you reach that sentence. It's kind of a leap of faith as you're speaking. Because how much are you really aware of as you're speaking? Like what you're planning to say? Did you really plan to say everything you're saying? Right?
Yeah. ただ、そうね。それを自分ではどうにか、どうにもできないから辛いっていうことだよね。それは別に気にしなくていいやってなれる人はもうそれでもちろんいいんだけど、それが自分でコントロールできない人もいるから、そうするとやっぱりこう対人関係を築くのが難しくなっちゃう。
Well, there are ways to change it, I think, and people can change it, and I think people will notice it changing within themselves quite frequently. You know, it fluctuates all the time, depends who you're talking to. Depends on the size of your audience. You know, is it face to face? You know, some people take their glasses off if they're speaking to a group of people. But I think public speaking really shows this effect quite strongly. There also seem to be things that could cause this to develop in certain individuals. And maybe there are things we can do to either treat that or avoid causing that in the first place. And people have suggested that kind of an institutionalized pressure and intolerance towards failure. So a culture that is inherently intolerant of failure and does not allow people to take risks also makes it more difficult for people to take risks when they're trying to express themselves. And might have an idea that other people think is dumb or other people disagree with.
Are you good at public speaking?
I don't think so. I have no interest in it. Unless this is public speaking, then I do. But
this is a bit different, right?
Well, what does public speaking mean, you know, if it consists of standing in front of large groups of people, any one of which might hurl a tomato at your head?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you think you are?
I think it depends. でも苦手ではない。あんまり。なんか緊張したりしないからあんまり。むしろなんかいっぱいいる方がもう普通に、なんか微妙に7人とかなんか。
But sometimes you get like weird intrusive thoughts, you know?I remember I had this public speaking class, and I had a classmate who would just absolutely shut down. You know, every time she was only standing in front of like 15 people, but it was too much, and she got too nervous. And you could see that as soon as she got a little bit nervous, then her hands would shake, and then she would see that people saw her hands shaking, and her eyes would look at your eyes and see that you're seeing that she's not keeping it together. And she's like, oh, I can't. And she just like drops her paper and like ran out of the room.
Oh no.
And there's, you know, there's people that react that way. They tend to be very polite and considerate people, but it can be disabling depending on what you're trying to do, right?
Mm. そうね。まあそう、まあしかもみんなが別にできなくてもいいもんね。ぶっちゃけ。
If you're not that person who's in a position of having to do it, yeah, sure.
でまあ学校とかだとみんな平等にやらされちゃうからさ、こうできないといけないって思っちゃうかもしれないけど、社会に出たらさ、別になんかそれがない仕事すればいいし。
Well, I think it's healthy to mess with the things that you're very uncomfortable doing,
yeah.
including public speaking, and people, you know, you need to just really explicitly establish in your own mind what is the worst thing that can happen.
Mm.
And if you honestly think that if you go try to give a speech in front of 100 people that you're probably, you know, you're going to seize up and you're going to be twitching on the floor and they'll carry you out on a stretcher.
Yeah.
You know, if that's a legitimate concern that you have, then probably don't start there because it'll probably happen. You'll probably manifest the whole thing. You know, I always find this kind of the feedback loop of your own awareness is really fascinating and it's tricky to manage.
Hmm.
Like, do you spend any time thinking about that?
About what?
Your own awareness in the moment? And does it ever freak you out? You know, if you like, if right now you just kind of stop what you're doing and you look at your own hands and you focus on your own hands and kind of you can instigate this state of extreme awareness about mm-hmm. yourself and your body mm-hmm. and being in the moment. 'Cause some, you know, usually we're just floating from task to memory or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. でもなんか、
It's visceral, right? That's the word. Like, there's a viscerality.
Right.
That people who have this condition experience. They're far more present in a conversation than someone who's having no difficulty whatsoever.
Yeah.だからこう頭真っ白の状態でペチャクチャペチャクチャ喋るみたいな状態が皆無ってことじゃん、right? でその代わりにこう
真っ白
なんか私よくあるもん別になんかもう何にも考えてないでペラペラペラペラさ
Right, but that's better, right? It's like
まあ better か分かんないけど簡単だよねそれは別にこう
What do you think the mind of a supreme athlete looks like when they do something amazing? It'sblank white、you know?
そうねだから相手にどう思われるとか、こういうふうに思われたくないとか逆にこういうふうに思われたいとかっていうのがなんかこうしかも年とともにどんどんなくならないなんかもう、なんて言うんだろうね昔の方が多分こういうふうに思われたいこういう人になりたいとかこういうイメージをこういう印象を与えたいとかあったと思うんだけど。
Isn't that just your own personal progress and not really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not talking about like humans in general.、Okay. I'm just saying that for me personally,、なんかもうどうでもいいやっていうかさ、だからそのたくさんの人の前に出てて喋る時でも別にこうその人一人一人のことを考えてさ、あこれは一人一人の人が何十人いてとか思うと緊張するかもしれないけどなんかもうなんていうの人の山みたいな風に思えば、
Yeah, it's hard for me to comment on this because like I've always looked different here, well everywhere I've lived, and in Tokyo people have always stared at me, my whole life, and people behave differently.When I enter a particular space, and that, yeah, just makes it a little bit weird to try to. my relationship with the outside world and how I'm perceived and stuff is uniquely different, I think, than probably most people, because I've always people probably respond differently to it as well, but it kind of made me feel reclusive, that I wanted to not stand out, to compensate for that. You know, if I don't stand out, then I'm closer to a normal person, because I'm so tired of standing out all the time.
Right.
And so that it kind of made me stop caring what what people think and just do my own thing. I don't know. How do you feel about it? You feel like as you get older, you care less in general what people think and you do your own thing.
Yeah,
but don't you just have more control of your life too? So you can do more of what you actually want to do. You can't really just do what you want when you're a kid, you know?
Yeah, or more like knowing what you actually want to do. Like, I know what I want and I know what I don't want to do.
Mm.
Before, it's like, なんかその違いが分かんないじゃん。こうやらされてることもたくさんあるし、やんなきゃいけないと思ってやってることもあるし、本当はやんなくてもいいのにやんなきゃいけないって思い込んでやってることもあるしとか。で、それはなんか年とともにもうなんか、いいや、なんかいいや、やんなくて。
But everything you want to do is relatively safe and socially agreeable, right? It really takes courage.
Yeah, it's not like I want to get naked and run around in the park, you know?
Yeah, but that would be a true test of, you know, of how much social anxiety you have. It's like when you're like 14, 15, 16, whatever, teenage years, let's say you're at a party or something, and some girl is like, hey, like, let's dance, you know? And I had this kind of, I'm sure most people have this kind of a moment. It's like, wait, I don't really know how to dance.
Right.
I'm going to look like such an idiot. And the person that's asking me to look like such an idiot is this girl that I'm interested in. So it's like the worst case.
そうだね。いや、まあ10代はやっぱ違うよね。その、そんなパーティーとか特殊な状況じゃなくても、もう日々クラスの中で、やっぱりこう自分のポジショニングというかさ、特に日本の学校なんて、クラス制だから、その40人ともう1年間ずっと詰まってるわけじゃん。そうするとこう、その中でどういう風に思われたいとか、なんか、っていうのはすごいあった。
だから、like, which, are you the class clown or are you like one of the popular girls?
Yeah, like, I always wanted to be perceived as this popular person. It's like, もう風邪とかで休んだらもう一瞬でみんなが気づいてくれるみたいな。あの、
It's a big deal if mommy is sick.
Yeah, it should be, right? なんかそういうなんか、イメージがすごい大事って思い込んでたから、なんか、可愛いとか、あの派手とか、うるさいというかなんていうの、あの目立つ、クラスの中で目立つとか、そういうなんかあと流行に乗ってるとか、それをすごいあのそれが一番いいことみたいな、そのステータスみたいに思っちゃってたから、
なんか。So you kind of...I guess this, we all do this, but you kind of construct yourself out of these social pressures when you're in like elementary school and stuff, right?
そうそう。だから本当に小中高全部そうだよね。いかにそのポジションをキープするかみたいな。
Do you think you were fairly popular throughout school?
I think I was okay.
You were okay.
目立ちたがり屋だったから、なんか部長やったりとか、そのタレントショーみたいな出たりとか、とにかくなんか目立つみたいな。でも大学入ってからなんか、あ、それ違ったなみたいな、なんかそういうことじゃないな、
調子乗ってた、
てか勘違いしてたなって思った、なんかそういうことじゃないなみたいな。まあ、それはそれでしょうがないよね。でも世界が狭いから。
You know, this social anxiety thing, I, I think I said this last week, maybe the week before, but you know, the tension exists between the individual and the group. And there are so many different issues that have to do with this, but how do you think that differs here versus like in Western culture? Because I feel like there's a huge difference, you know.
In terms of?
The social anxiety created by the tension between the individual and the group.
そうね。まあ日本はこう強制というか和を大事にしないといけないから出る杭は打たれる的な意味の social pressures はいっぱいあるよね。
And there's like good things about that and there's bad things about it.
Yeah.
There's good things about, you know, having a far more individualistic culture like Western culture. But you also have the downside of producing Logan Pauls. You know, who are going to show up in a collectivist culture.
Yeah.
And that contrast is just going to expose him as, you know, the worst, just the worst person. But I think that's a really good example of this, that Logan Paul has absolutely no social anxiety. And there are serious, to a point of being a defect, you know. Mm.And I think a lot of Americans are notorious for this.
Yeah, yeah. だからバランスだよ、本当に。
Yeah. But you don't want to have so much social anxiety that you can't get your thought across. But the reality is that we have people with extremely high social anxiety who are unable to express their ideas, but they can be much smarter and more creative and more influential, potentially, if people would open up to their ideas, than, you know, the Logan Pauls.You know, not to beat a dead horse, but people who have low social anxiety and can kind of use that, colloquially in Japan, that's called gaijin bash, where you just kind of, I don't understand, you know, and you just don't care and you just fucking do what you want to do.
Yeah, gaijin card.
Yeah.
So, ne. Yeah. そうね、だからまあ築地とかね厳しくなっちゃったのはまさに、まあ、ローグン・ポールも築地行ってたけどさ、まあ、厳しくなっちゃったのはああいう人がいるせいだし、まあ、逆にただこう日本はあまりにも和を強調しすぎて、まあ、個人個人がそれによってすごい苦しい思いをしてたとしてもそれよりも和を優先するっていうことがあるから
Well, it's also the failure is not acceptable here.The same way it is in Western culture.
そうだね。
And if you're going to speak, you're going to come, and you're going to sound, you're going to say stuff that's really dumb, inevitably, and you're going to misuse words or, you know, but it's very personal because it's coming out of your face.
Yeah.
You know, they're your thoughts.
自分と他人にすごい厳しいよね。他人にすごい厳しいよね特にだからこうまあ生きづらいなって思う人はいっぱいいると思うけどただじゃあみんながみんなローガン・ポールみたいに自由にしたらいい社会になるかっていうとそれはそれで全然違うよね
I think it's the primary barrier for learning too especially learning languages you know social anxiety and this preoccupation with making a mistake. You know, in the study, this error-related negativity means that if the kid made a mistake while they were being observed, there were cascading effects on their responses after they made that error. Because in their mind, they're like, oh, shit, I made a mistake. And now that's messing up everything they say after it, you know. And that's like that's the same effect that you feel when you're speaking and you make a mistake talking. And it's like, oh, I just bungled the whole thing. I have no credibility anymore. Let me just,
you know.
And you try to.
だからやっぱちっちゃい子だとその時に学校の先生とか周りの友達とか親とかがどういうふうに反応したかによってすごい多分変わっちゃうよね。
Yeah.
そこですごい笑われるとかバカにされるとか怒られるとかなると、もう次絶対に間違えられないって思っちゃって、 毛布の連鎖になっちゃうけど、そこでみんながなんか普通にクールにしててくれればさ、あ、なんだ別に大したことじゃないやって思うかもしれないけど。
It's definitely not a big deal to make mistakes when you're a kid.
It's funny because you're wearing the Bob Ross T-shirt that says "No mistakes, just happy accidents."
It's perfect, right?
Yeah, I love it when he says it. あの、clouds とか書いてるときによく言うよね。
Mm.
There are no mistakes, just happy accidents.
Yeah. you need to give people need to have room to fail and experiment and say things that are wrong.
Yeah.
You know, without getting berated too heavily.
そうだね。
The inhibitory behavior or behavioral inhibition that was displayed by these subjects was actually displayed by the age of 3. So,
すごいね。
There may be a genetic predisposition, and also it seems like, you know, by the time you're 3 years old, there's a lot of things that you've done and you've been either corrected on or, you know, there's been some feedback. So probably has implications for like parenting and stuff too.
Yeah. 3歳. All right. 文字起こしのテキストはFacebook って言いそうになっちゃった、バイリンガルニュース公式アプリ、iPhone、Android、Mac、iPad から取得できますので試してみてください。最初の1話目から3話目は無料で、月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題という激安プランもやっているので要チェックです。
Did you see the thing about these planets at TRAPPIST-1? So TRAPPIST-1, which is, I believe, the nearest, or one of the nearest solar systems near Earth. The planets there are 20% water by mass. Earth has a lot of water, right? Earth is 0.02% water by mass.
Whoa.
So these planets in the TRAPPIST-1 system...
水まみれじゃんじゃん。
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Just like ridiculous amounts of water, like way more than Earth, Europa, whatever. And I don't know if we knew that this was a possibility, that planets could have that much water, like be 20% water by mass.
どういうこと？もう湿気まみれってこと？どういうこと？
I don't know. Just.
だからもうそこでポテチ開けたら一瞬でしなしなになっちゃうみたいなこと？
どういう意味What is it?
Because it's like if you open a bag of potato chips, like all of the chips are going to be soggy in like a second on this planet because it's so wet.
I don't know. it's probably just a huge circular ocean, right? I mean, we'll have better information once we have like James Webb telescope and stuff. So we can actually look at these planets. But right now we can only confirm, you know, the general composition, but the fact that it has, you know, it makes Earth look like a desert is kind of ridiculous. But
面白いね。
What else is going on? North Korea.
Are we going to talk about North Korea now?
why not? It's positive news, isn't it? No.
I guess. I don't
World
know.
Peace.
I have a weird. I don't know.
Bad feeling.
It always felt weird to me that America is so angry with them. Because America has nuclear weapons. So for America to tell them not to have it, doesn't mean... だから日本が言うのは分かるんだよ。日本は。
Why?
核保有してないから。から、こう核保有してない国から、やめなっていうのは分かるんだけど、なんか
you know, listen, they have nukes and Japan doesn't.
でもなんかアメリカに言われたくないっていう気持ちも分からなくもないというか、普通に冷静に考えるとさ、それはさ、そんな強く言われたって、いやお前ら持ってるじゃんってなるじゃん。
Well, it's not about fairness. That's not what it's about, you know.
But like, how does that work, you know?
Well,
so, I mean,
Kim Jong-un's
an
evil dictator who's killed tens of, you know, killed millions of his own people, and that's why there's an intervention. I mean, if he was not a human rights catastrophe, then I don't think it would be as controversial. Or if he wasn't firing, you know, rockets over Japan and stuff too. Like, he's up to a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I'm not saying that they're not bad or anything. I'm just saying that,
my God,
whenever I see this argument between Trump and, like, Trump's tweets and about North Korea and stuff.
Well, it seems to be working.
Like, how does it work?
It seems to be working. I mean, the guy hangs out with Dennis Rodman. We don't know what works.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hopefully it's fine. If not, we can go to the water planets or something.
Not the water planet, where all the chips are going to be soggy.
Mars.
Bye.
Bye.